Hi everyone, and welcome back to CzechClass101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 6, Catching Up with an Old Friend in the Czech Republic. Michael here.
Ahoy, I'm Martin.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say, long time no see. This conversation takes place at the airport, where two friends are reuniting.
It's between Tom and Martin.
The speakers have known each other for a long time and are friends. So they're using informal language. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Čau, Martine, jsi to ty?
Tome, nazdar, dlouho jsem tě neviděl.
No to jo, hodně dlouho. Jak se máš?
Jo, dobře, jen jsem unavenej. Byla to dlouhá cesta z Japonska sem.
Listen to the conversation one time, slowly.
Čau, Martine. Jsi to ty?
Tome, nazdar. Dlouho jsem tě neviděl.
No, to jo. Hodně dlouho. Jak se máš?
Jo, dobře. Jen jsem unavenej. Byla to dlouhá cesta z Japonska sem.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Čau, Martine, jsi to ty?
Hey, Martin, is that you?
Tome, nazdar, dlouho jsem tě neviděl.
Tom, hi, haven't seen you for a long time.
No to jo, hodně dlouho. Jak se máš?
Yeah, a very long time. How are you doing?
Jo, dobře. Jen jsem unavenej. Byla to dlouhá cesta z Japonska sem.
Yeah, I'm fine. Just tired. It was a long journey from Japan to here. Martin, would you say Czech people like to socialize?
Yes, I think we like to meet up with our friends and families. While meeting with friends often takes place outside in restaurants or bars, family reunions mostly happen at home.
Do family reunions happen often?
The frequency depends on how far they live from each other. If it's not too far, weekly gatherings aren't unusual. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or general holidays like Christmas and Easter are always good reasons to visit relatives.
Many people also meet their friends on a weekly basis for a drink or dinner out. If these friends are coming from far away, they often get invited home too. Is there a related expression we should learn here?
Yes, it's probably worth knowing how you invite someone over. That's přijďte k nám na návštěvu.
Meaning, come visit us. Could you repeat it more slowly?
Přijďte k nám na návštěvu.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
Ciao.
Hello. Bye.
Ciao. Ciao.
Next we have
Nazdar.
Hi. Bye.
Nazdar. Nazdar.
Next we have
Dlouho.
Long. For a long time.
Dlouho. Dlouho.
Next we have
vidět.
To see.
Vidět. Vidět.
Next we have
hodně.
A lot. Many.
Hodně. Hodně.
Next we have
unavený.
Tired.
Unavený. Unavený.
Next we have
dlouhý.
Long.
Dlouhý. Dlouhý.
Next we have
cesta.
Road.
Cesta. Cesta.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
hodně,
meaning a lot, many, plenty, much.
Unlike the English equivalent, hodně is not dependent on countable or uncountable nouns.
You use it when you're expressing that there is a lot of something. The something can be any substance, a countable or uncountable amount, touchable or untouchable.
It can be used for any amount of anything. For example, hodně vody,
which means water,
cukru,
sugar,
času,
time,
lidi,
meaning people, and so on. Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say hodně mlíka, prosím,
which means lots of milk, please. Okay, what's the next word?
No to jo,
meaning yeah, that's right. This sounds a little tricky.
Oh yes, because in Czech, no is a colloquial yes, a way of agreeing with another person. To is it or this, and jo is yeah.
The actual meaning is yeah, that's right, or well, yeah. You use this when you're agreeing with another person and what he or she is saying.
No to jo is also a confirmation with another person that the two of you have the same opinion. In other words, it's saying you are right.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say no to jo, to máš pravdu,
which means yeah, you're right. Okay, what's the next word?
It's nazdar,
which means hey, hi. We've already seen this in earlier lessons. It's a casual greeting like hi, or hey, or bye. It can be used only with friends or family, or with kids.
Another use of this word is as an exclamation or interjection. No nazdar.
When somebody says that, it's like saying oh dear, or blimey, or Jesus.
This phrase can also be used when you feel surprised about something. For example, no nazdar, co budeš dělat?
Oh dear, what will you do? Can you give us an example using this word as a greeting?
Sure. For example, you can say nazdar, už jsem tady,
which means hey, I'm here now. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn which expressions to use when you're catching up with an old friend in the Czech Republic.
The most common greeting when you are meeting somebody after a long time starts with ahoj, jak se máš?
Which means, hi, how are you?
Or ahoj, jak se daří?
Hi, how are you doing? Both expressions have exactly the same meaning in this context, but you use two different verbs, right?
That's right. In ahoj, jak se máš, there is máš se, which is the infinitive of mít se, meaning to be doing. In ahoj, jak se daří, we had daří se, which is the infinitive of dařit se, meaning to do well, to flourish, to prosper, to thrive.
Se is the accusative form of reflexive pronoun, meaning oneself, which further corresponds to the English myself, yourself, herself, himself, ourselves, yourselves, or themselves.
Right. Dařit se can further be applied to flowers, animals, or trees because of its broad meaning. For example, téhle kytce se daří dobře,
which means this plant is flourishing. The next expression, long time no see, has a few variations, right?
It does. First, let's see the informal version. If you are a male, you have to say dlouho jsem tě neviděl. And if you are a female, it's dlouho jsem tě neviděla.
Both mean I haven't seen you for a long time. In a formal situation, what can we say?
If you are a male, you have to say dlouho jsem vás neviděl. And if you are a female, it's dlouho jsem vás neviděla.
Is there any other way you can say the same thing?
In an informal situation, you can also say tebe jsem dlouho neviděl,
meaning, you, I haven't seen for a long time. In this case, we're emphasizing the word you by putting it at the beginning of the sentence.
Right. And this is useful if you want to emphasize the fact that it is this specific person that we haven't seen for a long time.
Okay. Could you repeat it?
Tebe jsem dlouho neviděl. As you may have noticed, all the sentences introduced omit the subject já.
Meaning I. That's because the subject is evident from the verb.
In this case, jsem, the singular first person conjugation of the verb být, to be.
It's an important verb, so let's review the full conjugation.
Já jsem.
I am.
Ty jsi. Or the formal version, vy jste.
Both meaning you are.
On je, ona je.
He is, she is.
My jsme.
We are.
Vy jste.
You are.
Oni jsou.
They are.
We can also say, dlouho jsme se neviděli.
Meaning, we haven't seen each other for a long time.
Jsme applies to the plural my, meaning we. So from the context, even without the subject my, it becomes clear that it can only be my because of the connection jsme.
Okay, now let's see what we can say as a response.
When you are agreeing with the other person that you haven't seen each other for a long time, you can say no to jo.
Meaning, yeah, that's right. Or, you're right.
Please remember that no has the same meaning as yeah, and to jo is that's right.
Also, don't forget that this phrase is a casual phrase, and you can use it in an informal and semi-formal situations. It's not appropriate to use it in highly formal situations, though.
Both parts of the phrase can also be used separately, with no as only yes, and to jo as only that's right.
What's one of the best ways to stay motivated while learning Czech?
It's watching your progress grow and knowing how much you've learned.
Did you know that you could do that at czechclass101.com? You can track your Czech progress with the dashboard.
So when you complete this lesson, mark it as finished.
You'll see the checkbox above the lesson player on the lesson page.
Click on the Mark Lesson Complete checkbox and watch your progress grow at czechclass101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Děkuji.
Čau, Martine, jsi to ty?
Tome, nazdar, dlouho jsem tě neviděl.
No to jo, hodně dlouho. Jak se máš?
Jo, dobře, jen jsem unavený. Byla to dlouhá cesta z Japonska sem.